Welcome to another edition of In Focus. We are very lucky to have with us today Mayor Nancy Peckford of North Grenville. She is also the warden of the United Counties of Leeds and Grenville. Mayor Peckford, thank you so much for being here.
Not a problem. It's a pleasure.
We wanted to touch base with you on a couple of things. And first, we'll just ask the question, how are things going in North Grenville these days?
Well, as you can likely appreciate, North Grenville is a very busy place right now. Lots happening, lots of growth, lots of vitality in the community. We had our Santa Claus parade last Saturday. And you know what was really remarkable was the hundreds and hundreds of kids that came out for that parade. So many new families are, moving into North Grenville. We have some young people that have chosen to stay and start their families in North Grenville. So it was really heartwarming to see a lot of youth and a lot of vitality in the parade. Of course, we enjoyed the partnership of our local Rotary Club, who helped us to pull it off. So it's a wonderful place to be. I'm very proud.
Excellent. Now, what about around the horseshoe? What have you folks been working on with your council?
Well, the reality is, we are having to plan for growth. That's something that matters a great deal to us. And, with that growth comes investments in roads, including County Road 43. And we look forward to a report to County's Council in December, where there will be a report and a recommendation around advancing that project. So that's been a long-standing priority of both the United Counties and the Municipality of North Grenville. It's a joint initiative, clearly, because some of the costs are shared. And we've been very blessed to also have a $9 million grant from the government of Ontario and the federal government that will help to enable that project. We're also making investments in our local hospital. You may or may not be aware that we're working hard to get a CT scanner in that hospital. It will have many benefits, which is not simply serving the community, but the region where wait lists and wait times for CT scanners to get access to a CT scan are fairly lengthy right now. So we know that those investments in our community, when it comes to roads, hospitals, and of course, housing, lots of housing on the horizon in North Grenville. But the reality is we don't have enough rental units. We don't necessarily have the diversity of housing we'd like to see to support residents of all ages and stages of life.
And so what are you doing to try to drum up that more rental housing, especially, the lower income housing?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've had a couple of not-for-profit housing developers step up, one of which is Habitat for Humanity, and they've been building one of their largest, actually, Habitat projects in the greater Ottawa area. So they're building 15 townhomes right in the center of town that will be available for first-time home purchasers, families in particular, who haven't been able to secure a mortgage on their own. And as you may know, Habitat supports people in securing that first mortgage. So we're really thrilled to see that project come together. And I think they'll be welcoming families late in 24, early in 25. We also have another developer, a not-for-profit developer, looking to build 109 units locally near Riverside Park. So once again, right in the heart of Kentville. And they will be pricing those units purposely so that they are more accessible to lower-income seniors, lower-income families. But, these projects take time, so they don't materialize all at once. And we also enjoy, strong partnerships with private for-profit developers that are looking to build in North Grenville. And our objective is to always ensure that they're building a diversity of housing. So it's not just, one size, but you get different housing typologies that really accommodate and respond to varying income levels and varying needs within the community.
Lots going on for sure, and certainly sounds like some very positive steps there. Now I'll get you to take the mayor hat off and put on your warden hat, if you don't mind. And I guess we'll do sort of the same thing. How's it been going in the United Counties of Leeds and Grenville?
Yeah, well, we've just come off of a really successful economic development summit, which was held in North Grenville, incidentally, last Friday. It was the 15th anniversary of that economic development summit. We were able to feature and celebrate some local and regional leaders, including the founder and CEO of Burnbrae Farms, who is a titan. What a story and what a legacy he leads. With Burnbrae Farms. So we were able to celebrate him and his family last week for their, fantastic contributions. He, the family mentioned that if you go to a McDonald's or an A&W anywhere in this part of the world, you will be served Burnbrae eggs. So isn't, what just a marvelous accomplishment and a marvelous story. So, in addition to that, we heard from a number of other economic development leaders, both large and small. And this region, this county is it's just rife with possibility, and there's a lot of innovation, and there's a lot of commitment, and there's a lot of heart in what people do here. So the Economic Development Summit was just a tremendous way to bring people together and talk about the future. And that's really what we're doing at the counties, is really planning for the future when it comes to not just business, but all the things that we're responsible for, whether it's paramedic services or housing, or the state of our infrastructure, which of course preoccupies a lot of our attention and time, because we have a vast roads network, and that definitely is something that takes a lot of energy and a lot of resources. And of course, housing is a big preoccupation no matter where you live in Ontario right now. So we chat a lot about housing and how we can do our part to facilitate more housing coming to the United Counties.
Yeah, and there was, if I'm not mistaken, a summit, if you will, for not-for-profit housing organizations and people who wanted to get into that. And that, of course, is aimed right at building more affordable housing in Leeds and Grenville.
Yeah, and it's something that we absolutely need to do more to facilitate. And I chaired the United Counties' first affordable housing task force in its history in my past term. And the appetite around the county council table and, alongside our planning staff from every municipality is very strong to do what we can to leverage municipal and county owned land that may be suitable for not-for-profit housing developments in particular. Here in Brockville, there's the Wall Street Project, which has offered lower income housing to seniors for a number of years now. They're expanding into other buildings, and they're quite ambitious in their proposals. So we know that those partnerships between municipalities, the county, and the not-for-profit sector can certainly reap a lot of rewards down the road. But we've got to seize the opportunity now, because it takes time. And as we all know, things are getting more expensive. Construction costs and construction financing are big hurdles sometimes to get through. So the more we can do that together, I think the more housing ultimately we can build that is attainable and affordable for some of our residents.
Lastly, now, I'd just like to get your comments on the economic statement that was released by the federal government, and just sort of your reaction to this at both sort of the county level and the municipal level, if you could.
Yes. Well, as I think we know, a lot of that statement was focused on enabling more housing, and great to see the focus. And I appreciate that the federal government is trying to do its part, and North Grenville is an applicant to the Housing Accelerator Fund, which is a particular pot of federal money designed to help offset some of the costs for communities such as ours that want to build but need some support, particularly when it comes to infrastructure. So on the one hand, I was happy to see the focus. On the other hand, I think some of the announcements around when additional monies will become available is unfortunate, because if you're looking 2 or 3 years out just to get that money on the table, the reality is you can't do a lot with that now. You know, the process of trying to build, for example, multi-residential affordable rental, you know, in the United Counties is complex. You know, the planning frameworks are really municipally driven, and the costs, the complexity, the engineering, the infrastructure, all of which is required in order to build well and to build quickly, aren't necessarily in place. So I would have liked to have seen more emphasis on enabling municipalities, particularly those in rural and, you know, Eastern Ontario and rural parts of Canada, get the support they so desperately want and deserve to be part of the solution. If affordable and attainable housing is simply the purview of large cities in Canada, then we're on the losing end of that. And our residents deserve access to affordable and attainable housing, just like any other community and region across the country. So I think the federal government still has some work to do on amplifying and investing in infrastructure needs across the country, particularly when it comes to rural and smaller communities. And when we reflect on County Road 43, you know, that the catalyst for our efforts to finally invest in County Road 43, which is a very, very busy section of town in Kempville, but serves the region. County Road 43 is a county road for a reason. It's a regional thoroughfare. And in 2019 and 20, we were able to avail of provincial and federal ISIP dollars. That's the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. It was a big part of what got us started again on getting that much closer to rebuilding and expanding the road in Kempville. And that program is set to expire. So without that dedicated infrastructure pot where provinces and the government of Canada work together to reduce the burden on municipalities and on counties to make major infrastructure investments, it's sometimes hard for the housing to follow. And that's just the reality. So while I think the federal government may be going in the right direction on housing, I think some of their announcements are scheduled for 2-3 years in the future. And quite frankly, that's too late. And I don't think they spent enough time thinking strategically about how to support municipalities in their other infrastructure needs. And that's roads, that's water and sewer, and the other things that allow us to bring more housing to communities.
Some great points there. And of course, that timing as well will be after the next election, and who knows what's going to happen then.
Exactly.
All right. Well, North Granville Mayor Nancy Peckford, also the warden of Leeds and Granville, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I know you're a very busy person today.
It's all good. Thanks. Thanks for your interest.
No problem.
Have a great day.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. My name is Bob Perot. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.